This is the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. This continues the EveryCatholicMan.com 11-part special series on the Passion of the Christ. Today we recall the awful account of when Jesus is crucified and suffers on the cross. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to seek the gift of wisdom from the Holy Spirit so he can imitate the forgiveness Jesus Christ offers from the cross and forgive others. We'll also reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build the virtue of sacrifice so he can heroically sacrifice himself to build Christ's Holy Catholic Church. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find a full transcript nearby or at EveryCatholicMan.com. Here is today's Gospel reading. Today's Gospel reading from the RSV, Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, verses 35 through 44. And when they had crucified him, they divided his garments among them by casting lots. Then they sat down and kept watch over him there. And over his head they put the charge against him, which read, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and one on the left. And those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads and saying, "You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross." So also the chief priests and the scribes and the elders mocked him, saying, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God deliver him now, if he desires him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" And the robbers who were crucified with him also reviled him in the same way. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's see what Jesus is accomplishing in this astounding and sorrowful account of his crucifixion. After his grueling and brutal seizing, the unjust trial by the Jews and Pilate, the near-death scourging, and the ordeal of carrying his cross, the severely injured and weakened Jesus arrives at Golgotha, the place of the cross, for his crucifixion. It is 9 o'clock in the morning on Good Friday. Though the Romans offered Jesus wine mixed with gall, that was a narcotic that was used to dull the pain of crucifixion, we hear of that in Mark chapter 15, verse 23, Jesus refuses and accepts the fullness of the suffering of his passion. Stripped naked to humiliate him, that's from the traditional 10th station of the cross, Jesus is nailed to the cross, that's from the 11th station, with iron spikes through his hands and feet. John records that in his gospel, chapter 25, verse 20. Instructed by Pilate to show his power over the Jews, the soldiers nail a sign above Jesus' head which says, "This is the King of the Jews." Nearby, two criminals are crucified on his left and right. That's recorded in Luke chapter 23, verse 32 through 33. The soldiers gamble for his valuable priestly linen tunic. Leviticus chapter 16, 4 confirms that Jewish priests had to wear that kind of tunic. This tunic is special, is woven without seams, and thus very valuable. We see that in John chapter 19, verse 23. After the Jewish priest illegally tears his own tunic, and we see that in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 26, 65, and Leviticus chapter 21, verse 10 confirms that it's an illegal thing for a priest to do, this paves the way for Jesus, the divine priest, to sacrifice himself on the cross. We see that in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17. Jesus prays the words, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." That is recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 34. It's the first of Jesus' seven last words from the cross. The Jewish chief priests, the scribes, and the elders who orchestrated the evil and unjust trial of Jesus and arranged for his murder arrived to mock and challenge Jesus to save himself. Passersby and soldiers also mock him. We see that in Mark chapter 15, verse 24. When one of the criminals insults Jesus, the other criminal defends Jesus, confesses his crimes, and in an act of faith, asks Jesus to remember him in his kingdom. Jesus responds with the promise, "This day you shall be with me in paradise." We see that recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, verses 39 through 43, and it's the second of the seven last words of Jesus. At noon, Jesus says to the Blessed Virgin Mary and St. John, quote, "Woman, behold your son, behold your mother." This is the third of the seven last words recorded in John chapter 19, verses 26 through 27. By this, Jesus gives Mary to be the mother of the church and protects Mary, a childless widow, from destitution by commanding St. John to care for her for the remainder of her earthly life. Well, let's see how a man can grow in awe of Jesus Christ by reflecting upon the crucifixion. Be astounded as Jesus remains in complete control of the crucifixion. Mocked as a false king, Jesus reigns from his cross as the divine king. Jesus offers the sacrifice of himself as divine priest with the evil Jewish chief priest and leaders as witnesses. Perfection of charity, rather than destroying his murderers with righteous wrath, which he could easily do, Jesus shocks with his prayer that they might be forgiven due to their ignorance. Son of Mary, Jesus protects his mother and blesses the church by giving her to be the Holy Mother of all Catholics in his Holy Catholic Church. Well, despite the great and terrible sorrow of the crucifixion, let's see a few ways that a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Forgive others by imitating Jesus from the cross. Realize, the crucifixion of Jesus and the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary has traditionally been meditated upon to learn forgiveness of others, which is a spiritual work of mercy. Believe. Reflect upon forgiveness. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraphs 2838 through 2845. Pray. Holy Spirit, give me the gift of wisdom so I can more clearly see the world as Jesus sees it, so I can be graced to be able to forgive those who hurt me by sinning against me, just as Jesus forgives me for my many sins. Amen. Well, here's a second way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Heroically sacrifice to build Christ's Holy Catholic Church. Realize, Jesus heroically sacrifices himself to build his church. Every Catholic man must imitate Jesus by personally sacrificing to build Christ's Holy Catholic Church. Believe. Reflect upon the saving sacrifice of Christ's passion. See the Catechism, paragraphs 599 through 630. Pray. Jesus, Lamb of God, help me build the virtue of sacrifice, a part of justice, so I regularly make meaningful sacrifices in my life to build your Holy Catholic Church. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Always remember that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness. And here are today's two key action steps to grow in that happiness Jesus wants you to have. First, seek the gift of wisdom from the Holy Spirit so you can imitate Jesus Christ from the cross and forgive others. And second, build the virtue of sacrifice so you can heroically sacrifice yourself to build Christ's Holy Catholic Church. Thanks for listening to the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen too by sending them a link to this podcast. You know, it's an easy way to help draw others to Jesus and his Holy Catholic Church. This also invites you to go to EveryCatholicMan.com and continue going through this special 11-part series on the Passion of the Christ. While you're there at EveryCatholicMan.com, also check out the vast library of resources that can help you grow in holiness and happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Until next time, always remember that Jesus has called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.